preparing to merge with Time Warner, combining the nation's largest and second largest cable providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words, public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 19th day of March, year of our Lord 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Tomorrow evening, that will be Thursday the 20th, we will have a J.R. Moore radio show meetup in Rolla, Missouri. Details at my website. This coming Tuesday, the 25th, I'll be speaking in St. Louis to the Oath Keepers. The details at my website, thelibertyman.com. Here's your homework assignment. Dave Hodges' website, The Common Sense Show. His 2 most recent articles, both published yesterday. First article under Valerie Jarrett and Obama, World War III, defeat and FEMA camps are planned. Second article, Ukraine and Syria will both fall to Putin. Excellent, well done articles, and I encourage you to become a student of Mr. Dave Hodges, says I have. We do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McKinney. Professor James McKinney is a credentialed scientist who taught both astrophysics and mathematics at the university level, and he still teaches astrophysics and mathematics to everybody who has ears to listen and eyes to read. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. How are you today?
Well, looking forward to a beautiful spring day, finally, after a long, brutal winter. So tell me, Jim, what topics are getting your attention these days?
Well, just a couple of quick comments. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but you were talking about Dave Hodges' article on the, one of them is on the airplane 777 that's missing, and all of this attention that the news is giving to this airplane. Obviously, my comment, Dave Hodges' comment, is that planes like this just don't disappear. Somebody knows where it is. Something funny is going on, and nobody's talking. So all of this incredible news media hype. My comment is this is obviously a smokescreen for things that are going on in the background. And you couple that with what's going on in the Ukraine, Venezuela, other countries around the world, Iraq, Iran. And what you see is a lot of international political movement, and the people in the U.S., as usual, are being dumbed down to, and something's going to happen here. There's something's going to spring on the United States here soon.
I agree.
I don't know exactly what it'll be. I believe it will be involved banking. And I just saw a video where, in 2013, Obama okayed the insertion of the chip into people's, basically it goes into the right hand between the thumb and first finger. They're actually doing this with people. They're installing this, and so this is soon going to become a requirement, one of those retroactive laws. Reagan had a lot of those that didn't become active until after he was out of office.
Right.
And so these are the kind of things that are going on. And so the real news, I just pulled up the Candy Nugget News, CNN this morning, and Time Warner, which you just had an announcement, they're trying to join with Comcast, which is an absurd request. But at any rate, there's no news. It's all Candy Nugget News. Boy sues parents. Man bites dog, dog bites man, you know.
right. Well, the article you're referring to, Jim, that was March 14th at Dave Hodges' website, titled "The Malaysian Airliner is Not Missing and Much More."
Yeah, exactly. So when you see Fox News and the all of the major TV news stations covering this wall-to-wall, you know, this is a smokescreen. This is a smokescreen, and in the background, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of movement going
Absolutely.
On. So
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's a comment regarding that. But the science in the field of science, another Gee Whiz article just came out and got a lot of press. It also was in CNN, and when I see it in CNN and many other places, you know that they're trying to push this for some reason. And the article talks about the Big Bang has been confirmed. And it's an article about some scientists in California. They built a telescope at the South Pole meant to look at the what's called the cosmic background radiation. It's a microwave signature that what I've said is this is just a microwave signature that surrounds our solar system. It has nothing to do with the Big Bang or anything else, but they have detected a polarization in this, and they say this confirms the Big Bang. It doesn't confirm anything. It's another fourth layer interpretation of data, And so anyway, why are they promoting this Big Bang? And, of course, part of that is a godless universe, and it goes back to the point that you don't need a creator to design the universe because it all happened randomly with this big explosion that just magically happened 14 billion years ago. So at any rate, not that scientists are still pursuing this avenue, this vein of ridiculous thought. The question is, why are they trying to push this in the media? Once again, kind of the idea that this phony science, I guess. And then just one other quick comment. There's a movie coming out. It's called Noah. It's starring Russell Crowe. I believe it's coming out in April, maybe the end of, no, it's the end of March, I'm sorry. But anyway, Noah builds an ark, and, you know, it's the conflict between him and the other people, and all the people drown. But the thing that's weird is that the water comes shooting up out of the ground all over the place. I'm going,
well, that would make some very spectacular graphics, to say the least.
Yeah, but the biblical, I mean, they're trying desperately, and they have been for a long time, to get away from the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is it rained, torrential rain for 40 days and 40 nights.
Absolutely. That is the truth. We had a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 19th day of March. Jim, before we go on, what's your website, please?
The website, www.jmccsci.com. That's 7 letters, J-M-C-C-S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, I as in Indigo.com.
Outstanding. Jim, we got a caller here, Glenn from Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn. I don't hear anybody.
No.
Okay. Well, let's move on. Glenn isn't there. Well, Jim, what else is on your mind this morning?
Well, the you'll just talk a little bit about the weather situation. The winter actually does continue north of you. You're, of course, in the southern U.S., so you're starting to get some spring-like weather. But in the northern states, the winter continues, this severe winter that really has broken all records. And I don't know why they don't want to say it. They keep saying, well, the worst winter in so long, et cetera. No, this winter just broke all records for cold, for wind, for storms, for amount of snow, for the duration of cold spells.
Our coldest winter since 1912 is what I read.
They always have to put a caveat on it, and I'm not sure why, because that's just a comment. But the sun related to this, the sun is just flatlined again. I mean, there's nothing going on. It's literally flatlined. There's no activity. We are so close to solar maximum. We just crossed it a number of months ago, according to the people that track sunspots and things like that, that indicate where the solar maximum typically is at maximum. So we're very close. We've passed solar maximum, but the sun should be booming. It should be throwing out solar flares. It's not doing anything. They're lucky to get a C-class flare. And so it's just basically flatline, and there's nothing more you can say about that. So, right. I know from before something, you don't always look at what's being reported, but what's not being reported. The solar spectrum, the output of energy along the electromagnetic spectrum in light all the way from microwaves and infrared all the way up to ultraviolet and X-rays, it's very skewed and out of order. We're getting a lot more high-energy ultraviolet and X-ray activity, and we're not getting as much visible light. That's the light that actually comes in and heats us up with some infrared light. A lot of from the infrared down is blocked by the atmosphere, and a lot of the ultraviolet on up is blocked by the atmosphere. And so what the portion that heats us up is actually lower in energy.
Which part of this is the farmers need to get their crops to grow?
Well, the visible spectrum.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, the plants use all of the. Here's a little thing that a lot of people don't realize. When I was taught about plants in grade school, they said, "Well, plants are green because that's because they create and my brain is not clicking this morning. And the green color in plants.
Chlorophyll,
thank you. But really they're green because they reflect the green. And when you think about it, that's obvious. They're green because they're not absorbing that color. And that's the majority of heat that's in the visible spectrum. If they absorbed all of the green in the light, they would burn up. There would be way too much energy for them. So they have turned green, so they reflect the majority of light in the green part of the spectrum. That's why the leaves are green, etc., to keep them cooler. Because, like I say, if they absorbed all of that, they would lose all of their water, dry up, and they couldn't exist. So it's just an interesting defense mechanism of plants that they're green. But the visible light is what the plants use. More than that, I mean, we need warm weather. Plants don't grow in the snow very well. So it's interesting to see last spring, the spring lasted well into May. And so it was a race to see if people could get crops in. And then, of course, the winter started early. So we're getting squeezed out in the northern, northern regions for planting are getting squeezed out both on the spring and on the fall side. So but they have longer days. You can grow rutabagas in Alaska that look like basketballs because they're growing you know, almost all day long.
Right.
Some plants like corn need to rest at night. So they need a rest period every day. So it's interesting how these plants have evolved depending on the latitude that they're growing in. But the question is, are we going to have a growing season this year? Back in the Middle Ages, during the Maunder Minimum, there was a lot of starvation because, and they think it was caused by the major eruption of Krakatoa,
right,
out in Malaysia. And that was pretty much verified. The British Navy was all over the world at that time and taking temperature measurements, etc. And there was just a lot of starvation around the world because people couldn't grow crops. There was it was recorded in England and Scandinavia, the bread shortages, etc. But we have 7 billion people on the planet right now, all that need to eat every day. So the question is, a couple of years ago when they started using corn in earnest to make biofuel, and then the government came in, the U.S. government came in and supported the industry, what nobody in their infinite lack of wisdom in Washington figured out was that this would drive rice prices up in the world and other grain and cause starvation all over the world because people couldn't afford rice. So factors like this.
It's called unintended consequences, Jim.
Yes, exactly. And we're seeing a lot of that right now, along with the Ukraine, with the positioning of the U.S. I think you said at one time, what would the U.S. do if Russia were over here trying to take over portions of Canada, or let's say Mexico or something like that?
Right. Well, Ukraine has been part of Russia for centuries, and it's only this separate nature that they're experiencing is a very, very recent thing.
Yeah, but it's interesting to see the maneuvering of the U.S. and the news in the U.S. and how they try and doctor it so that for the liberty of the Ukrainian people. But the reality is that just like in Venezuela, they're trying to take what appears to be a minority factor and then bolster them, give them a lot of support in trying to. And then what they say is, oh, we need a political structure that has nothing to do with the old one. So it's a technique that they're using. It's called divide and conquer.
Absolutely.
You come in, create the wedge. Then you say, well, we can't have the old party in there because they have an axe to grind. So we have to have this new so-called joint government, but nobody from the old government can be in the joint government. It's going on in Syria, it's going on in Ukraine, it's Venezuela, and the people around the world see this pattern.
Absolutely. Jim, we got a break. Call the number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.gunownersofamerica.org.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 19th day of March. Freeze-dried guy has the entire manufacturer's overrun of long-range patrol rations. He bought it all. In fact, as I speak right now, on Wednesday the 19th, there are some GIs up in some cold mountain top in Afghanistan eating long-range patrol rations and glad they got them. I know I was always glad when I had them out in the bush. Long-range patrol rations, we call them LRPs. Tasty, nutritious, have the calories, the fat, and the nutrition you need. Keep you going out there in the field. Spaghetti with meat entree, chili mac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, western eggs with ham, and others. You can get all the nutritional details, how much these cost, and so forth. With some of these, like for the Western eggs with ham, if you buy a number of cases, the price gets even better. Details at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663 at freezedryguy.com. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. His website address, real simple, Juno, Mike, Charlie, Charlie, Sierra, Charlie, India.com. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. He's back. Glenn from Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. Yeah, I don't know. I was going like, I'm here. That always reminds me of Portland. Here's a who. We're here. Anyway, we got it through this time. One thing about the Malaysian airliner that I've heard a couple of people speculate about, and I think it's like an edifying idea to get out there, even though highly speculative, is that the captain of this airplane seems to be coming under close scrutiny, and he does have a Muslim name, and there are a lot of people who would love to take that airliner and turn it into a projectile and blame it on Muslims, or so they're going to see speculation either way that this was that they kidnapped, you know, that they hijacked this plane to use it to fly it into something. So, but I'm also leery of the idea they could have taken it over with Global Hawk and flown it out to Diego Garcia and be refitting it for some little false flag mission. So I think even though it's highly speculative, it's good to put those ideas out there just so the powers that be know that the public's not necessarily going to believe anything that happens to, you know, just because they feed us a line.
Right.
Look at the line,
the other thing is that if they were going to crash it into something over there, I mean, there's nothing there to crash into of significance.
But if they refuel it and refit it and take the passengers off, you know.
Oh, no, I understand what you're saying. But if it crashes into something, they're going to go, well, where did the 777 come from?
They'll know exactly what it is, but then, you know, I can picture this being done and then this being used as an inflammatory, you know, thing to say, see, these terrible, terrible Muslims have done it again.
Oh, yeah. No, who knows? I mean, there could be a lot of speculation.
Right.
But time may tell whatever happens. I suspect we'll never see it again. But
I know that.
But there again, time will tell.
Exactly. All right.
But it shows, though, the comment shows nobody trusts the government anymore. If Obama says something, everybody's trying to read into it what he's really trying to push. Or if the Republicans say something, nobody believes any of these people anymore. And so, I mean, the public is finally waking up. Not that there's a lot we can do about it, but I think the public is finally waking up that, literally everything that comes out of government today is a lie or a twist or a con or, somebody's behind it with big money or somebody's going to make money off of it. I mean, that's just the way it is. Government is so corrupt today that nobody believes a word they say.
Absolutely.
Pursue all these control-obsessed technologies, so it's not crazy to speculate about such things.
Oh, yeah. No, it's speculation. But we've got to kind of put a control on speculation, too, that there's a lot of things we should be talking about. And my point was, this is all smokescreen. We got to find out what's really going on in the background and start reporting that. Stop talking about the plane that is missing in Malaysia.
Exactly.
Okay.
And my estimate is, like I said before, that something's going to pop on the U.S. here very soon. And it's not going to be fun or pretty because the good old USA has not seen a Ukrainian-style revolution or a Afghanistan-type or other Syria-type of violence or Egypt-type of violence, but I think we may be in for it here soon.
That's very, very possible, Jim. We start the second quarter of this year in less than 2 weeks. Economic prognosticators, Gerald Celente and others who are well-known and well-respected, are saying the second quarter of this year will have a major financial disruption of some sort.
And so that's the thing that's being prepped, let's say, in the background while everybody's watching the wizard over here talking about the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain talking about the missing airplane. And the coverage is so incredibly blanket that you know that this is being used as a smokescreen while other things are being set up. So, end of story. But,
okay. Well, let's move on from there.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that I've been, this past, I don't know, many months, I've been doing some traveling, and I'm kind of back, but what I'm, I have in my hand are some of the filter elements that I use for water filtration when I'm traveling, and it's something I want to promote to people, is that the water, I don't care where you go. I don't care if you're in a five-star hotel or at somebody's house or in a foreign country or wherever you are, the water in the world is in terrible condition. And it's amazing if you're in an area where they're desalinating, they put chromium and Clorox in the water to make it counter the metal taste of the desalinated water. If you're in a place where you have tap water, it's just amazing the terrible quality of water. And so anyway, I encourage people to get and use portable water filters when they travel.
Absolutely. I could not agree more.
It's just an amazing necessity. It's not even an option anymore. But anyway, just a quick mention of that. But the other topic I wanted to talk about, something that I've been pushing a lot lately, is computer security. The fact that the government has secure computers, but they dump off this antivirus baloney onto the public, which allows the back door for the government to come in and every hacker in the world to get into your computer and operate it. The fact that every day your computer needs updates is the most absurd thing on the planet. It would be like taking your car to the mechanic every morning on your way to work to get a new update so your car right. would drive to work that day. This is so beyond absurd that, okay, an update once every 6 months, maybe, but every day, you know, they're putting a lot more in your computer than update. That's all I can tell you.
Right.
But the public is in great need of an operating system that will run on the standard computers today designed for Windows, but a real operating system, a simple one. An operating system should be something very simple. It's kind of the hooks that operate the machine, kind of direct traffic, and on top of that are your applications. And these machines are way out of control. When the operating system becomes the major piece of software on your computer, something's wrong. It doesn't have to be like this. And your computer running slow is absurd. These computers have more computing power than an IBM mainframe had in 1980. You know, that's your personal computer today.
Right.
And so
right.
why would it run slow? You know, this is so absurd. What are these computers doing? You know, when you touch a key and type the letter E, whatever.
Hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends. It only take a minute of your time. and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 19th of March. As many of you know, I fully intend to compete in the 100-meter dash this spring in the Senior Olympics. I am 66 years old, and I will be using the energy cleaner every night, as I do every night of the year, to wake up pain-free, more physical energy and more mental energy. And I don't care if you're an 18-year-old athlete or a 66-year-old athlete, if you're working out hard, you're going to have pain. That's just part of the program. Get used to it. Waking up pain-free is pretty neat. I use the energy cleaner every night so that I can do so. $285 shipping included to American zip codes available at my website, thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is JMCCSCI. That's Juno, Mike, Charlie, Charlie, Sierra, Charlie, India.com. Jim, you've got a radio show every week. In fact, it's going to be tomorrow evening. Tell us how people can listen to your radio show, if you would, please.
Yeah, John, every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee. The frequency is the summertime frequency just changed. It's 9.350. and megahertz Friday evening at 10 p.m. and Saturday morning 3 a.m. from WTWW, out of Nashville. And I believe that frequency is 5.830. And anyway, all the information regarding the show is on my webpage, jamccsci.com. So go there. There's some satellite downlinks, and of course, all of the shows are archived on my webpage.
Outstanding. We had a couple of calls on hold. First, we go to North Carolina. Dale in North Carolina. Good morning, Dale.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Go ahead.
I'm glad Professor McKinney brought up this operating system stuff again. I was wanting to call in last week when he was mentioning it. He didn't mention that there is an operating system out there that is open source. It's called Linux.
Right.
There is GNU, which is spelled G-N-U. Now, these operating systems are designed. It depends on which species you download. Some of them are made to run on as little as 256 meg of RAM. But you basically have an operating system that allows you full function, just as a Windows operating system would. There's plenty of applications. You have applications comparable to Photoshop, to, you know, Illustrator, and all these other high-end programs that you pay for, but they're open source and free.
Here's the problem. Most people are not computer savvy enough to do this and then get all of the functionality back, plus port over all of their old emails, old applications, and a lot of people do things with maybe not high-level applications, but porting this all over is a problem.
Well, you're not going to shoot me down with that, okay, because there are operating systems out there that are just as easy as plug this in, download this, hook this up, do that. Everything that you would do exactly as you would with Windows, like I set up on my laptop as far as configuring Wi-Fi, just as quick and easy as it was with Windows. These operating systems do not sit there and buzz and buzz and buzz away on your hard drive. They start up very quickly, and they shut down very quickly, and there's very minimal background operation going on. This is why it allows.
I'm not trying to shoot you down. I'm just saying the average person.
And I'm telling you the average person can do it. If they can run Windows, they can run these systems. There's several platforms out there that are available that are just as easy as click this and you got it.
But how do you port all your old emails over, for example, so there's a continuity between the future and the past?
Well, you just basically import them in.
I would recommend people look into this. You were saying Linux, which, of course, we probably have all heard about, and then the new GNU. What I was trying to encourage a group of young, energetic youth, some people in programming, to get on and create a Windows lookalike operating system that will port. You just go to a place, it ports in, and everything looks just like you're now running Windows, but you don't have all the Windows baloney along with it, with all of the security problems, etc. It's a opportunity for some young people looking for a real niche market that would...
It's already out there. You're missing the whole point. It's already out there.
You can port all of your Windows applications that you've purchased separately onto the Linux or the new operating system, since you're saying that.
Yes.
That's absolutely worth looking into.
Absolutely. We really appreciate the call. That's great, Dale.
With Windows XP going away, it's going to be a disaster, and the other Windows operating systems are really junk. So I encourage people to try and find another option. I appreciate actually the call there that there are some options out there. Linux and GNU is spelled G-N-U, to try those and you know, get away from Windows. Windows, and with the Billy Gates selling out to the government, allowing every kind of backdoor and hacker into your computer to become the richest man in the world. I don't have time for that guy at all.
Okay.
Every time I see his face somewhere, I just see an opportunist, a guy that sold the public down the river.
Absolutely. We need to move on here. We got one last caller, Steve O'Neill from Missouri. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to be with you. I was going to bring up the Unix-based Linux things, too. I think the gentleman from North Carolina might have some interesting input here, although I will say that so many people are so terribly computer illiterate that even the slightest variation will throw them a curve. I've frozen all my systems on XP. The hell with all, you know, with Windows or with Microsoft. I might buy a little cheap computer just to go online with to fiddle around with their stupid stuff and then process everything offline and on my own terms. I believe I have a piece of GNU Fortran compiler. They have some good stuff out there. What we really need, as you mentioned, really, is that we need a core of scientists and computer engineers to build an extremely
30 seconds, Steve. 30 seconds.
I'm sorry?
30 seconds.
Okay. We need a core of these fellows to build a very transparent, simple system the public can use and then follow all the dodges Microsoft and the others will try to make to prevent you from being able to run your software. Anyway, let me turn it over.
Okay, thank you.
That's exactly my point, that there's something that is easily adapted by the average man on the street because I'm very computer literate. I used to design extremely complex computers. But when you get down to the everyday use of these machines, we need something that, and also with the public in mind, the security and also the ability to keep the government out of your computing world. But something very simple. And to free up your machine so that all of those cycles are your cycles, not somebody else's. We have no idea what's going on in your computer anymore. None.
Absolutely. Well Jim, any last words before we sign off here?
Well, tomorrow night I'll be talking about a whole range of topics. I'll be making my annual hurricane prediction tomorrow night, and talking about computer operating system, secure computing, and I have my new book that was released a week ago, talking about breaking RSA codes.
Outstanding, Jim. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll be talking privately.
Thanks, John.
Okay, that's it for the day. You all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can. Your firearms and ammunition. Never ever give up your guns. Be safe. Have a great, fun, productive day. And God bless America.